This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And Chris, you've got some, I guess, almost kind of breaking news, maybe?
Yeah, very recent news. I'm looking at this was published, it looks like 8:08, so Eastern time.
About an hour ago.
Trump, and this comes to us from NBC News, Trump administration publishes rule restricting asylum seekers. The byline is, quote, from the ACLU, quote, the proposal is patently unlawful and there will be a court challenge. Washington, fulfilling President Donald Trump's midterm promise to crack down on undocumented immigrants crossing the southwest border, the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security published a rule on Thursday that will make it harder for immigrants to claim asylum if they are caught crossing the border between designated ports of entry. Senior administration officials told reporters on a conference call that the president has the legal authority to do so because of sections of immigration law that allow the president discretion over who is admitted into the United States, the same language the administration used to support its travel ban in court. The official
travel ban that was challenged a couple of times before, I think the court unfortunately upheld.
I think they upheld most of it, because whether you agree with him or not, there is a law written that is pretty clear that gives the president the ability to decide basically who gets in and who can't.
But the version that wound up holding up in the courts, instead of only including Muslim majority countries, also included Venezuela and North Korea. And
right.
He was like, see, it's not a Muslim ban because Venezuela and North Korea.
Right. The official said the plan is to force more immigrants who wish to claim asylum to do so at designated ports of entry. Recently, many asylum seekers have chosen to cross illegally because they are kept waiting for days in Mexico due to backlogs at ports of entry. In a joint statement, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen and Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker said, quote, consistent with our immigration laws, the president has broad authority to suspend or restrict the entry of aliens into the United States if he determines it to be of national interest to do so.
Now, is this from the Alien and Sedition Acts that were passed in the late 1700s, or is this a new thing? Because I know that parts of those are still on the books.
Maybe. I couldn't tell you offhand. I'll have to research this a little bit. The full text of the new regulation, they hyperlink to it. The administration is expecting lawsuits to be filed, which could keep the new policy from going into effect.
Now, let's pause real quick. And
sure.
I want to go back to the statement from NBC News about many asylum seekers choosing to just, you know, sneak into the country at someplace other than one of these authorized ports of entry.
Right.
Because the ports of entry where they're allowed to wind up going to seek asylum are backlogged.
Right.
And now Trump is saying, if you don't stop at one of these backlogged locations, then we're not going to authorize you to seek asylum because we're very inefficient at our job. So go to the very inefficient places instead of going to a more efficient place.
Right. And they talk about that a bit here. And this is a quote from the ACLU, quote, the proposal is patently unlawful and there will be a court challenge, said Lee Gellert, deputy director of the ACLU's Immigration Rights Project. Immigrants crossing between ports of entry will still be allowed to claim asylum, but they will have to prove that they meet a higher bar than, quote, credible fear of returning to their home country, the current preliminary test.
Now, something that was passed, and we will get to the phones here in just a second, a regulation, not a law, not a statute,
correct,
but a regulation that was signed by Jeff Sessions said that domestic violence is no longer an acceptable reason to seek asylum in the United States. So if you are fleeing an abusive spouse
right.
in another country, that's no longer valid justification for getting asylum in the United States.
Yeah, that sounds like one that would be pretty easy for them to say and make it pretty hard to defend against. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, okay, your spouse is abusive, so you want to leave Guatemala or Honduras, so why don't you move in with your folks? You know what I mean? It would be the typical thing we would hear here sometimes. But, yeah, and that's just this example of...
And
you know,
I think fleeing gang violence was also added to the list of things that aren't acceptable.
And that's insane because that's life and death.
Yes. And
so is domestic violence.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, okay. I can kind of see where they're coming from on that.
The gang violence, though, is why they would not be safe just being elsewhere within the same country, because the gang will find you. And it's also one of the reasons why they're not stopping in Mexico as a safe destination,
right.
because the same gangs that are causing the problems
right.
in Honduras and Guatemala are operating in Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
So, they're forcing children to join these gangs at gunpoint. They're forcing the boys to join the gangs. They're forcing the girls to become prostitutes for the gangs. And that's why people have been coming with their children or sending their unaccompanied older children out of there, because they don't want their children to be forced into these gangs.
To be forced to become, have to become murderers.
And prostitutes.
Or prostitutes. Yeah. Yeah, I, you know, I probably wasn't the best parent. I probably screwed up on a few things. But I wouldn't have done something that would have allowed my son to be forced to be a murderer.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
don't think that's a big stretch there. I'm going to repeat that last part because it's a short article. Immigrants crossing between ports of entry will still be allowed to claim asylum, but they will have to prove that they meet a higher bar than, quote, a credible fear, unquote, of returning to their home country, the current preliminary test. Under the new rule, the official said, asylum seekers will only be permitted to remain at large in the United States as they await a court hearing if they can prove, quote, reasonable fear, unquote, or that they are protected under the UN's Convention Against Torture. So those are the two reasons that you can say. It's basically you can prove that your life is at risk, or either of death, murder, whatever, or that you are protected under a UN international regulation.
Only against torture.
Only against torture. Under international law, however, asylum seekers are permitted to make a claim regardless of where they enter. And again, that's under international law. Trump is expected to sign a presidential proclamation finalizing the rule on Friday morning.
And of course,
tomorrow morning.
Of course, the United States is not a signatory to the International Court of Criminal Justice. So even though there's international law saying one thing, the U.S. government will never actually wind up going to the international courts to be, you know, a defendant.
Right. But we've got to remember, Daryl, all these people coming from these countries, they're bad people. They're bad hombres.
No, they're not.
They are. The president said so, Daryl.
The president says lots of things.
He says all the words.
I think there's an important context to this rule in that they're saying you have to go through these ports of entry, but they've been systemically making it more and more difficult to enter the U.S. through these
yes.
ports of entry.
Sure.
They have been turning people away just like, oh, sorry, borders closed. We've processed too many people today. They are not hiring enough immigration judges. That's been
right.
underfunded. And these are, you know, federal judges. The federal government is choosing not to hire them and not to budget for them. They are choosing not to staff adequately these acceptable ports of entry to process the people coming in. And so they're making it as difficult as possible to get in, and then they're saying this is the only way you can get in.
Because of our inefficiency, we are making the process even less efficient, And if you don't deal with the less efficient inefficiencies, then no asylum for you.
It's not even inefficiency. It's deliberate obstruction and sabotage of the process.
Put it this way. Every time I have to drive in here to the studio, I have to go past a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service planting area that was just built alongside the road. And they've got some lovely shrubs and flowers and a parking area at God knows what government expense. We can afford that, but we really can't afford another immigration judge for this.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And your property and family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free. They set up fast, and the batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. Again, no contracts, no subscriptions. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink Protect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Jackie, you found some information on the immigration backlog we'll get to in just a minute. But first to the Discord call-in line, where we've got Free Market Penguin calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, Free Market Penguin from Virginia, Mortified Penguin on the LRN Discord, calling in about, I don't know if you guys covered it, I don't think you have, but have you talked about the Motel 6 story?
Are you talking about the story that actually came out a couple of years ago where Motel 6 said that they would wind up contacting ICE about foreign people that were staying there?
Okay, well, yes. I was, I was listening today to... like a good leftist listening to the state propaganda broadcast on NPR. And I was listening to it, and they said that Motel 6 just lost a huge class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Based on them turning over, what you said, turning over guest registration records, I guess, en masse to federal immigration authorities.
$7.6 million settlement.
Yeah.
I don't know what number you or where you got that number, Chris. Dallas News says it's $8.9 million.
Well, inflation, Daryl.
Now, I wonder how much of that's going to go to the people who are actually harmed versus how much of that's going to go to the lawyers.
About $100,000 divided up actually, amongst thousands of people.
They'll get a coupon.
That's what I remember.
Free night stay.
The $7.6 million to the plaintiffs, and the additional covers the legal fees.
Right.
So that's the difference there between the $7.6 and the $8.9.
I got a question. Have you guys ever been involved in a class action lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Did you get a check?
$1,000.
$1,000? What was that for?
Hooters.
Hooters? Well, did they deny you employment or something like that,
yes.
Daryl?
Back in the late 90s.
Jackie would differ with Hooters, I'm sure.
I need to hear more about this story later.
We'll save that one for off the air. The amount of money
that
actually...
I was going to get anything, and then I just wound up getting a surprise check, and, oh, cool, $1,000. I need this $1,000 right now.
I fill those out all the time, but the highest one I've ever got was $128. That was.
I've gotten coupons before, that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How about you, Free Market Penguin?
No, I haven't. But actually, I did. The one detail I did remember from the story was that people that had gotten their records simply turned over to immigration authorities were get up to $50. People that were detained and questioned by authorities were given up to are going to get up to $1,000. And if they can somehow track them down, people that were put in immigrant and removal proceedings from as a result of this, get up to $7,500.
Interesting.
That's the one thing I remember.
Interesting. So sort of a graduated scale there.
It'll be interesting to see how that actually plays out, because a lot of these settlements don't end up paying out to the people who were actually harmed to the extent of which they were supposed to.
Oh, yeah. And that's why the total amount will be up to, $7.6 million or whatever.
Right.
A lot of them you'll just never... hopefully never find them again.
Right. You'll get up to $1,000. That could be $2.04.
Right. No, but if he's saying that they've already decided on the breakdown according to how you were harmed, then they'll probably get that amount. My thing is are you still going to be able to find a lot of these people? How many of them already been disappeared back to Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, wherever they came from? Exactly. And they were looking for, quote, Latino-sounding names.
Phoenix New Times says at least 20 undocumented immigrants were arrested at two Motel 6 locations between February and August. Again, that's just a short period of time.
Right.
So, no clue how many wound up actually just being shipped off somewhere. And then I'm guessing kind of like earlier this year when immigration authorities were separating people from their children, they didn't keep proper documentation, and then they've got all of these children, and they don't know where the parents are.
So I'll bet a lot of people, I know there are boycotts of Motel 6 because of that. I know Will Coley, also a host of a show on this network.
Yes. Call to Freedom.
Yep, Call to Freedom. He talks about that. But I'll wager that Motel 6 actually got some business out of this. I bet.
Probably.
I bet that there was a certain portion of people who just believed that if you're not American, you don't belong here.
I wonder if Motel 6 is now going to be the official hotel of NASCAR. Yeah, see, because it's that demographic.
Is it?
That would wind up going to Motel 6.
This is why I hate to use generalizations like that, because you'll have a lot of NASCAR people going, I don't really buy that, Daryl.
No, I'm fairly certain that, you know,
I grew up
in the South.
I know, there are going to be a few.
I've been to NASCAR events.
There are going to be a few.
I know what the demographic is.
I look to the minority, and I say there's some of them there that probably feel the other way.
Free Market Penguin, any more thoughts?
I just want to goes to show you that, that kind of thing is like the idea that when you want to tightly enforce immigration regulations and stuff, that's the kind of police state that we end up with. And obviously people care about their privacy, even if they don't care about immigrants' privacy. Well, guest records are being handed over to authorities to go over. And it's not just, believe me, it's not just immigration. It happens in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a common thing. It happens. It's completely a police state tactic.
Yeah.
We demand ID.
Yeah, got to give it.
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, the quote-unquote request for ID when you check into the hotel is some government regulation. I know there are some states where it is illegal to check into a hotel using a pseudonym.
I've done that.
And the only way that you can wind up making sure that somebody's not using a pseudonym is to ask for ID.
True.
Yeah.
That's not foolproof.
In my experience.
Yeah, I've been to some states, or at least certain points of time, certainly, where you could certainly get a hotel room without giving your name.
Right.
And that sort of changed when they started finding ways to bill you for everything possible, like the mini bar and long-distance phone calls. And that was the excuse. I got to get a copy. I got to get an imprint of your credit card, and I've got to get your driver's license and stuff like that.
Yeah. Free Market Penguin, thank you for the call. And just reading a little bit in this Dallas News story, the Legal Defense Fund's president and general counsel said that he doesn't really know the number of members of the class that will be impacted here. And it could, quote, be many months before plaintiffs see any money. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God in Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle and the home.
The FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. And you can call in to join us. The Us in Studio is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And we've been doing some digging into sort of the immigration issue, specifically about Donald Trump's statements that he was going to make it more difficult for asylum seekers to seek asylum in the United States. And, Jackie, you were able to pull some information up about, I was referring to it as inefficiency, and you corrected me and said it's not that they're inefficient, it's that it's designed that way.
Yeah, they're deliberately trying to make it next to impossible for many people to get in. They recently passed a new requirement for immigration judges to clear 700 cases a year, which is higher than they've been doing and is probably too high to actually give due process to people. They already have over 700,000 backlog cases, and there's only 350 immigration judges. So they need 1,000 just to clear them in a year.
Wow.
If they got no new cases. It would take 1,000 judges 1 year under the current standard, which is considered to be too many cases per year to do an adequate job. So they already have like one-third just what they would need to clear the backlog in 1 year.
Yeah, probably, I'm just trying to do the math in my head of what did you say, 1,000 cases a year per judge?
700 cases per year per judge.
700. So that's,
which is too many to do a good job.
Well, if you just look at the number of days in a year and don't even subtract weekends, even though we know that they don't work weekends, you're looking at almost 2 cases a day. And then subtract off weekends, you're looking basically 2.5 cases per weekday.
Yeah,
and that each judge has to go through. That's not enough time to fully vet anything.
Unreal. Yeah.
And so they only have 350 judges. Now, they've been budgeted to hire 150 more, but they would need to hire realistically 10 times that more to clear the backlog and keep up with the new cases. So now, instead of people being able to come into the United States and apply for asylum here, which is part of the process,
yes,
is legal, Trump is trying to just go around that law and force them through the port of entry and slow this down even more, where they can't, they have to wait and outside of the U.S. trying to apply for asylum instead of coming to the U.S. and applying for asylum and then waiting here while the while they wait in the backlog.
Yeah, so it's a way of achieving a goal he has. It's just another roundabout way of going about it.
Right,
and I think it's going to be just more of the same from the administration.
I'm curious on something here because I know that somebody can apply for asylum without actually either being at the port of entry or in the country if they go to an embassy. Trump's statement of you have to go to a port of entry, would it remove the ability of somebody to go to the American consulate in the country where they live and seek asylum?
That's a good question.
No, because it seems to me, and it could just be, bad reporting on behalf of the various news organizations that are reporting on this, or it could be just a complete misstatement by Trump on what he's actually proposing.
Right.
And it could be a combination of both. Because Trump has previously said things that when he actually winds up signing whatever executive order, it's not the thing that he said that he was going to do.
Right.
Do you remember there was the big hoopla about Trump is going to make government agencies repeal 2 regulations for every new regulation.
Right.
But then when you actually read what he signed, it just said they have to identify.
Yeah. Just identify places.
They actually had to go through the process of repealing anything. And even if they did go through that process, it would take 1 to 2 years because the same process has to be gone through to repeal something as to put something on the books, meaning there has to be a public comment period. And then after the public comment period, they could always say, well, in the interest of public whatever, we got enough feedback that this is a regulation that people actually want. We can't repeal this.
Right. It's insane. It's insane. And sadly, I mean, I'm going to say that there are some bad people that might be in that caravan. I want to say that there might be somebody convicted of murder, might be a gangbanger, somebody who just wants to get out of there because their life depends on it. But it's not moral to paint everybody with the same broad strokes, and that's what bothers me about things like this. If we had a process, if we didn't have this mucked up, if there were a private market solution to reviewing people seeking asylum, I dare say it would be much more efficient than what we're getting today. And if you want everybody screened at the border so you know who everybody is, then put it out for bid. Quit looking to government, which isn't efficient at anything, to try to solve this for you. I'm just throwing that out there. If that's your goal, free market Republicans, people who talk about the power of the free market and how government gets in the way, put your money where your mouth is. Subcontract this out. Get some bids together. See what it would cost. I bet you'll do it cheaper.
I'm just trying to figure out why this should even be something that should be contracted out.
Philosophically, in my mind, it shouldn't exist at all. But
right.
What I'm saying is
Here you go, Republicans. Yeah, figure
the Republicans who claim to like this Constitution thing that the federal government is supposed to abide by.
Right.
Show me where in the Constitution it mentions restricting human migration.
Interstate commerce.
Yeah. The Interstate Commerce Clause is what they blame everything for. But
sure.
I mean, we don't require people to be screened to travel between New Hampshire and Vermont. I don't really understand.
Right.
You can do your own vetting. Like, it's up to each individual person to decide, oh, am I going to hire this person? Do your own vetting. Am I going to let this person rent my house?
Right.
Do your own vetting. And if you did contract it out to a private company, it would almost certainly end up being abused like private prisons are, where it's a giant federal contract that doesn't care at all about the actual human rights and welfare of the people that it's processing. Because what's been happening when they've been turning people back, saying, oh, we're at capacity for today, they're leaving them homeless with very little money, stranded in these border towns, and they're getting kidnapped. They're getting sex trafficked. They're getting murdered. They're getting turned over to the gangs or whoever it is they're fleeing from because they're offering money to get these people back in some cases. Kidnapping is very high. That's what happens when we leave them on the Mexico side of the border.
No, argument.
And so just because there might be a few bad people in this caravan doesn't mean that you punish the thousands of other people who are there who are completely innocent.
Oh, no, we do.
Yeah. Now, I'm saying that morally, you should not be punishing the thousands of other people there by leaving them stranded, not just in Mexico, but in one of the most dangerous parts of Mexico, right at the U.S. border.
Right. Dangerous because of all the gangs that are there, because of all the drug trade with the United States. Which is forced into black markets.
Forget all the illegal guns that wound up getting taken down there by Eric Holder as part of Operation Fast and Furious, not featuring Vin Diesel or Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Right. But again, you're absolutely right. There's a moral question here, and if you are proud of this country, then you should look at this issue from a moral point of view. That's really what it comes down to, because that's what was promised to us by our founding fathers, and that's what so many Americans profess to. This is the greatest country in the world because of our Constitution, because of this. Well, number one, your government doesn't follow the Constitution except when it's convenient for them. And number two, I mean, do you look to government's example when you decide how to behave morally in your community? I doubt it.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Russ Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Russ engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Russ Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Russ's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner
commissioner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And there's also the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. That's how you can join us with whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And are you a cryptocurrency advocate? I know that most of the hosts on this show are. Some of them are learning about crypto. That's fine. We can teach you. We can.
You seem to be projecting this towards one particular host at this moment.
At this moment, it's not real money.
It's not real money. There you go.
But it is currency. Yeah. And CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you give to your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, gives them instructions on how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto after a duration of time that you choose, right now I think the choices are 1, 2, 3, 6, and 12 months, you get the tip refunded to you, and I actually got a little bit of a refund a couple days ago because I had some unclaimed crypto tips. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. That way you hopefully know who it is because you can put notes on the website that shows you the various crypto tips. You can create as many as you want over at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. So back to the discussion about immigration and specifically the backlog of cases
at the immigration courts and the backlog at the ports of entry. And, Chris, you actually pulled up a list of ports of entry, and you were surprised that several of them were inland.
Well, yeah, it seems like a majority are inland, and it's not just, my first guess and what you initially said was, okay, every international airport,
right,
those
so
are.
Chicago, Atlanta, Newark.
Right, but there's a lot of ports of entry that are nowhere near a border. So, you know, I didn't stick to the page. But
there was one that you had mentioned, Port Arthur,
yeah,
Texas.
Port Arthur, Texas, for example.
Beaumont, which is basically, it's on the ocean.
It's on the, yeah, it's on the Gulf of Mexico. It's nowhere near land. So I guess if you were to go by boat, Corpus Christi, Dallas, Fort Worth, Del Rio.
Dallas has an international airport.
It does.
Corpus Christi, you've got boats coming in.
But when they talk about airports, it'll say something like Houston Airport. You know what I mean? So, Midland, Texas. I just don't see that, you know, where this is. And I guess they're probably going to limit it to specific ports of entry that
right.
they are allowed to go through. And as Jackie brought up, I mean, this system's overtaxed. You know, we've been talking for 30, 40 years about, you know, how to reform and how to improve and how to straighten out all the problems with our immigration system. And nothing's really been done other than the backlog continues to increase.
More red tape.
Yeah. To what, Jackie? What's the current backlog?
Over 700,000 cases. And those are not even just the people who are presenting themselves at the border every day. Those are the cases that are already in the immigration courts.
And you threw out an interesting stat before, which is that if every current immigration judge for 1 year worked on nothing but the backlog, it would take that long just to clear the backlog?
No, they would need 1,000 judges just to clear the backlog.
Thank you.
And they only have a third of that.
Right.
And that's without any new cases. That's just to clear the backlog. And that's if they do it at the new ridiculously high standard of clearing 700 cases a year, which does not allow for due process.
Right. At all. Can you imagine that? Would you get a fair shake?
No.
Yeah. I got a quota to meet.
Assuming they take vacation, sick days, et cetera, that's about 3 cases a work day.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
How do you decide the fate of someone's life 3 times a day and actually give them a chance to represent their case?
So, again, to those people that say, well, we just want people to come here and do it legally, how is that realistic?
We've made it
impossible.
Most
of the people that say that don't even know what the legal process is.
Well,
and they'll say, well, when my grandparents or my great-grandparents came over, they did it the right way. Oh, you mean like when my 13th great-grandfather came over to Jamestown and he just got off the boat at the Jamestown colony?
Okay.
And I have a fun thing I like to do with the people who say, oh, well, I just want them to come here legally. Is they say, okay, so let's say they pass the law saying all immigration is now legal. Would that be okay? And it turns out, no, it's not really the legal or illegality that these people care about because suddenly, no, there's a problem with that.
Right. Yeah. And then the people that say, well, they just need to speak English. Oh, so are we deporting all of the Amish now because they speak German generally?
Yeah. Again, and that's where these they make great sound bites, but they don't stand up to scrutiny, and that's the problem. And what it's easy for us as Americans to forget is that there are real people on the other side of these decisions.
Yes,
that it's not just this brown mob coming up from Honduras. There are real people in there, and you know I've met a lot of people from other countries, and no, they don't always speak like I do, and they don't always look like your neighbor.
Good, and a lot of them cook better than you do.
Yeah, every one of them. Every one of them.
And one of the things I don't really like behind the native sentiments is they seem to lose sight of the fact that America isn't just a place or a culture or a race or a language. It's a set of ideals. And these are people who are coming here because they want to be part of those ideals. And one of the ideals is we are a nation of immigrants. We allow people to come in and make a life for themselves.
That all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights,
right.
Such as life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
And that we're a country of laws, not of men. That supposedly the law will apply equally to everyone.
Laws that are randomly enforced, poorly written.
Right.
And then a lot of the people that say we're a nation of laws will also talk about prosecutorial discretion and
yes.
cops have discretion.
Well,
so which
yeah.
is it? Hold on. Which is it? Is it that cops and prosecutors and judges have discretion on enforcement, or is it we're a nation of laws?
Daryl, it's whatever it is that reaches the outcome that I desire at a given moment. Those are the things that I support.
Oh, so there's no logic behind the statement.
If you boil down a lot of these arguments about immigration, that's what it comes down to. It's somebody's personal feelings about whether what kind of neighbors they want, you
right.
know, who they want going to their school, and they're all going to suck taxpayer money.
Right. And one of the things that I've heard before is, well, they don't look like me. Oh, so basically you're just a white nationalist. Well, no, that's not what I mean.
Right.
And the thing is if you think about it, what's more American, choosing to come to the United States and be part of the American ideals or just having to be born here?
Yeah.
Like, people who choose to immigrate to the United States, who look at what we stand for and our history and our culture and our political system and our ideals, because, again, I think America is more an idea than anything else, who choose that idea as adults, that they want that, I think they have a lot more legitimate claim on being real Americans than people who just happen to be born here because they were lucky.
I think...
Like, what did I do to become an American? I was born. That's it.
Right.
I didn't walk 1,000 miles and, you know, study and take a citizenship test and deliberately choose the United States as my destination.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And what does being an American mean to you? Is it strictly... Because if it comes down to birth, and then by extension you would support kings, right? Because you were born into the right family. Therefore, he has a God-given right to be king and make decisions over your life. It's as ridiculous and absurd as that.
Yeah. It really, really is. Any sort of closing thoughts here? We've got about a minute left in the show.
I'd just like to say it's been fun doing a show with Jackie. This is the first time I've done that. I've heard you on a couple times. She's a good hostess.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Hostess. Is that the right term? Host.
Host. Hostess is the person that when you go to Applebee's, they ask how many in the party.
I know.
And then they
she didn't ask
you
this.
Over to...
She didn't ask me any of that.
Yeah.
She didn't give me a menu.
Wait, I did ask if you'd like dinner.
God, that was one of the first things you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she is definitely a hostess.
Yeah, because I did cook dinner tonight, and I had a plate for you if you wanted it.
Perfect. But I had already eaten. Dang it. I'll be sure to starve myself before the next show we do together.
Yes, I do cook most nights.
And, well, we don't have time to get into it tonight, but I'll tease it so that we hopefully talk about it tomorrow. Venezuela's inflation rate just hit 830,000%, and it's continuing to rise.
There you go.
We'll probably talk about that tomorrow, plus your calls and thoughts, because we're live every night, and we're always online at freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.